And I was trying to keep an act together. I told my husband that I was just watching TV. The room was dark at all times, and I was watching Perry Mason 24/7 because I knew the outcome of every single Perry Mason episode. He won. He never lost a case. Well, he lost one in 2,000 episodes, so I could say, Perry Mason, yeah, he won. But that was it, me and Perry Mason. And I was a mess. So I'm coming back from the hospital several times. I'm passing out in parks. I'm just, you know, it's not working out. And one day, Suicide Hotline, I'm on the phone with them, and I apparently shared my plan, because I did have a plan. I was not kidding. I really did want to commit suicide. I had attempted a few times in blackout, and when I came to in a hospital and thought, what am I doing here? Oh. And they would tell me where they found me and what I was doing. So my goal was to jump off the Golden Gate Bridge because that was had some glamour attached to it. I wanted my survivors to have a good story to tell. It would have been kind of nothing if I did it in the bathroom. You know, Golden Gate Bridge was kind of nice. So I had the change in my pocket for the bus fare to San Francisco. I was going to walk to the bridge. I had a pocket full of pills left over from my multiple hospital visits. And because I was in the healthcare profession, I didn't allow them to ever to draw my blood because I knew if they did, they would the gig would be up. So they would give me pills and send me home. So I had a massive bag of pills and a small bottle of vodka. And I was going to drink it, slam the pills, and then jump off the bridge. Well, I didn't get very far with that because the person on Suicide Hotline did me a great favor. They called the police. And the police came, and this was the day. This was a day when things were different. I just knew something was different because it was starting, the opera in my head was getting louder and louder, that screaming voice. And there was a pounding on my front door, and I opened the door to all navy blue. It's the biggest cop I ever saw. And he's jumped a couple fences to get to my apartment building, and he offers me one of my last choices of the day. I can go to the waiting ambulance with or without handcuffs. And I asked him if I could do one more bong hit before leaving. He was a good guy. He laughed. I knew my gig was up, but I still was trying. So I get in the ambulance, and there are these two kids and me, and I'm just a mess, and I'm trying to get out of the ambulance. I'm like, you got the wrong guy here. You know, you're okay. You can pull over and let me out. And that wasn't working. So I thought, maybe I'll turn on the flirt. This will really, you know, what are you doing when I get out? You gotta have your phone number. They wrote sexually obsessed on the top of my paperwork. That was very embarrassing. I found that out later. In the ambulance, and I'm watching this little teeny window up at the top of the ambulance, and this is in August. It's a gorgeous summer day. And something kind of in my head said, you know, that's a really nice day out there. When's the last time you were able to participate in a summer day? Remember those days? You haven't been available for a summer day in a long time. And something in me said, I want to be able to enjoy a summer day. It's right out there, and I'm in here. Ugh. Damn. So I get to the psych hospital, and they didn't know I had insurance. If they did, they would have taken me to the country club one. I'm glad they didn't. They took me to the county. And the county psych ward was a snake pit. It was exactly what I needed. And they take me into the intake place, and they're laughing at me because they see this every day. They just see this every day. They're so tired of people like me. And they're asking me, they're not telling me, they're asking me, what do you think your intake information is? What do you think your weight is? What do you think your blood alcohol level is? What do you think your blood pressure is? What, you know, I'm like, I don't know. I was off by 25 pounds. My heart rate was through the ceiling. My alcohol level was, they thought they made a mistake. It was too high. But they got the point across. They put me in a back open robe, everything hanging out, and treaded socks. And I'm still trying to get out of this thing. And I'm in the snake pit. There's 75 people standing around in various stages of agitation. And there's 25 plastic beds with some kind of rubber mat. They call them beds. And they kind of save those for the new people because they know that we're about to go into Twitch mode. And I got one of these plastic toboggans. I was like riding that thing. I go to the nurse's station and I said, look, you know, guys, you gotta let me go. I'll go like this. Open robe and the whole thing, you know. So you gotta let me go. You got the wrong guy.